compost, vaccinations, and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. I'm a little better today, but I'm not there yet, so I'm sorry about my voice. And yay, we're back on. Welcome back to all my listeners up in northwestern Oklahoma on KWFX 100.1. We got the worm in the line fixed, so we're good to go. Yeah, we've been off, what, 3-4 days up there? But we are back and running, and everybody gets coverage today. Remember, today is Hay Day Tuesday, so if you're looking to buy or sell hay, text in to 580-225-9697. If you don't know how to text, and there's some people out there, it's tough, you can call in here if you want. I'm sure they'll the ladies will answer the phone and give me your information. So if you, what I need is type of hay, tested or untested, price per bale or ton, load and availability, and your phone number, and what county or close to what city the hay is located at. That'd be great. We'll read that all off in the first or the last segment of the show today. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. 57 at Slapout, 55 at the May Ranch, 55 at Lahoma, Putnam, you're 56. 54 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 55 at Hollis. Just a nice day out. And let's try out, so see what's going on out in the panhandle. Lipscomb, you're 59. 57 at Miami. Wellington's 55. Childress, 56. And Odell is 57. Anyway, I was looking at the Long Ranger right before we came on. Let me bring it up here. And it just nothing. Looks like the rest of the year is kind of like what we've been having going on. I don't have any phone service now. What the heck? There it is. My bad. So it's showing tomorrow, probably the coolest day of the week. 50s, 60s, 40 degrees at night. This Saturday and this Thursday, 29, 26 degrees. Other than that, 30s and 40s at night. So I don't see any moisture in the forecast either. I checked Truecal the other day. You know, it's kind of looking kind of sad, but it's kind of, I think it's trying to go into, or it's slightly into dormancy, because I had like 24 there this at the house this morning. But the moisture's there. We're not hurting for moisture in our wheat ground. Even I'm not in the sand. I don't know what the tight ground's looking like right now. It's probably a little drier than the sand, but there's just not much going on there. I got a free meal to give away if anybody wants to. I'll take the fifth person to get the correct answer. 66 to go, free fries, burger, and drink. And I'm telling you, it's good stuff out there, out here west of Elk City, right there on the other side of Hutch's west side. Oh, I got a free burger and drink coupon. Here's my question for you guys, and I'll announce the winner next segment. In Oklahoma, 4-H is represented in how many counties? In Oklahoma, 4-H is represented in how many counties? 580-225-9697 with your name and the answer. If you want to play, just don't put your name down. But how many counties in Oklahoma is 4-H program in? Pretty good question, I think. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures were a little changed in overnight trading as investors weigh favorable South America weather against signs of demand for U.S. supplies. I looked at the markets a while ago. It don't look good. Rain is expected to spread across growing areas in Brazil. Precipitation fell over the weekend in several of the growing states. Rains will favor northern and far southern parts of South American country. according to Maxar. Dryness will continue in the eastern Sinaloa and eastern Baja. I think I said that right. But moisture should remain favorable elsewhere, according to Kinley. Underpinning prices, however, were signs of demand for U.S. ag products. Export inspections of corn and wheat were higher week to week, according to the USDA. Shipment of soybeans and grains are up year over year. Overseas buyers sink supplies. Exports of soybeans since the start of the 24-25 marketing year is now at 23.5 million tons. That's up 22% from last year. Corn exports since the beginning of September totaled 12.6 million metric tons, a 31% year-over-year increase. Wheat shipments since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st now stands at 11 million metric tons, and that's up from basically 8.5 million tons last year. Overnight, soybean futures for January delivery fell 0.75 cents to 9.85 and a quarter a bushel. On the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal lost 1.10 to 2.92.30 a short ton, and soybean oil was down 0.05 cents to 42.02 cents per pound. Corn futures for March delivery came up 0.75 cents to 4.45 and 3/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery gained 0.75 cents to 5.50 and 3/4 a bushel, while Kansas City futures added 0.5 cents to 5.59 and 3/4 cents a bushel. Inspections of corn and wheat for export rose week to week, while soybean assessments declined, according to the USDA. Corn inspections for offshore delivery rose to 1.13 million metric tons in the 7 days that ended December 12th. That's up from 1.06 million tons the week prior and the 959,000 tons assessed same week last year. Examinations of wheat increased to 298,000 tons from 247,000 tons the previous week and 284,000 tons at the same point last year. Soybean inspections fell to 1.68 million tons. That's down from 1.74 million tons a week earlier. Not too bad, but it's better than last year, 1.43 million tons. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the government has inspected 13.3 million metric tons of corn, 25.2 million tons of soybeans, and 11.5 million tons of wheat. Let's see here. Man, there's not a lot going on with the weather in our farm belt. Winter weather advisories have been issued for counties in eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota. That's about it. I seen the weatherman, that's his name, on Facebook last night, posted the next 3 weeks is way above normal. No major winter storms, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, this is Oklahoma. Stuff can change in a hurry, big time hurry. Okay, today is Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. So as we move into the winter, it's time to get those bulls checked, get that semen checked on those bulls. Why? Finding out your bull isn't doing his job next summer or next fall wouldn't be very profitable, would it? But also remember that it's never too early to schedule a herd visit to establish a relationship with us to discuss any herd health issues that you can avoid. Emergencies can be prevented, but many herd health problems are easier to prevent than to treat. Let us work with you to improve your herd health and your bottom line. From vaccinations to prevent disease, testing to ensure efficient use of dewormers, and most importantly, the correct antibiotic selection and dose when an issue does arise. We're here to help you. Call Stockman's at 580-225-0200 for all your animal needs. You guys need to go down there and meet the baby vet. She is cute. Spoiled too. Yeah. Stop by there and check out Taylor and Blake's new baby. And I call it the baby vet. Sorry. Just the way I am. it's redneck stuff out here. She's a veterinarian, so she doesn't seem to upset her. So if she's not upset, I don't care about the rest of the people. Anyway, now go check her out. She is a cutie. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Brandon on the phone, see how the sale barn receipts look Friday and yesterday. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This Christmas, be sure and visit Damron Jewelers in downtown Elk City and enjoy savings throughout the store. You'll find Western Oklahoma's finest selection of diamonds, plus custom jewelry pieces, Fossil, Baby G, G-Shock, and Citizens men's and women's watches, unique gift ideas, and more. Holiday hours will be open every Monday through Saturday after Thanksgiving through December 21st. Open Sunday, December 22nd from 1 to 5 and Christmas Eve from 9 to 4. Remember, this holiday season, shop local, shop smart. Shop Damron Jewelers in downtown Elk City, where they're famous for diamonds.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Childress, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for down there, southwest corner of Oklahoma. 59 degrees, humidity's 32, dew point's 29, the winds are out of south at 12, wind gust up to 17, no month-to-date precipitation, no red flag or sub-freezing minutes today, 8-inch soil temperature, 50 degrees. Brandon, you just gave me a really good idea.
What's that?
So you said, you need a voice double. Is there anybody you can think of that would be my double?
You know, there might be somebody out there somewhere that could come up with a voice that sounded like you, but I just don't think we can, any way, shape, or form, ever replicate the mind that produces the stuff that comes out the mouth.
How about the Cotton King?
Well, I'm afraid to be I'm afraid the censors might have something to say about that one. So.
Hey, just to let you know, I know you'll be busy, but if you get a chance to go back and listen to it, because I was going to announce it later, but I'll just do it now. The Cotton King, Jimmy Rhodes, and Jimmy Clark are going to have a Christmas special on Today in Ag Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody tune in. Not going to want to miss it.
No, you're not. Because we're going to talk about some bus rides in Vegas at the rodeo. We're going to talk about some other stuff. And it's, I don't know, might be my last day here at the studio.
Well, if you're going to go out as a legend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all I can say. That's it. But anyway, okay. Let's get started. I swung by there Friday, and man, you had a great sale going on at Elk City.
Oh, we did. We did. We did. Good. Nice run. Finally got back down below that 2,000 and didn't have over 600 cows. You know, got back down to a little bit normal numbers, but the buyers were there in force and number, and it was good all the way through from the beginning of the cow sale to the end of the calf sale. You know, lots of bidder activity and lots of buyer interest on them calves and the old bred cows to turn back out. You know, everything was pretty well on fire as far as the amount of demand that there was for all the different weights and classes and of turnout cattle.
Well, I was trying to choose what you were going to say stood out, and I can't pinpoint it. So what stood out Friday? You had 1,913 head there. What stood out on Friday?
What had to stand out to me on Friday more than anything else was the fact that we had some unadvertised 3-1 pairs at 37-35.
I got there after that. I missed that.
Yeah. Didn't even know, you know, they was coming. Didn't have a chance to get advertisement out there on them. But a really nice set of pairs bred back, and they were they brought what I would have expected them to bring at a lot of specials around. You know, they just a regular sale, but there was guys there that was hunting and looking for them, and they really sold well.
What kind were they?
They were mostly black baldies. There was some colored pairs also that were not very far back of that that sold really well too. But they were blacks that sold, you know, that brought the 37-35.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I got a question for you that was brought to my attention by some famous cattle producer up there around Grimes yesterday, and I look back from last week back to last a year ago. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, though, when you sent me these deals, it stood out. Why is there so much difference between the girls and the boys right now?
You know, that's a really good question, and one I really don't have a good honest good answer for. There is a tremendous spread. These guys that are wanting to turn out cattle are wanting to turn out the boys. You know, the heifer retention deal has we're seeing a little bit of it, but all in all, it's really not gotten off the ground. Really got a lot of numbers going that direction yet. You know, I think that you know, it's just easier to deal with the steers. You don't have to worry about the neighbor's bulls. You know, they're going to gain a little bit better than the girls, and you know, all the regular stuff. But man, it doesn't make sense to me with all the expenses figured in, that there's that big of a spread. I mean, it's kind of the old deal, you know, the higher the prices, the bigger the spread gets, you know, and that's the same way between a steer and a heifer and a steer and a cutting bull most of the time, and then number one quality calf as compared to a plain calf. And, you know, we're seeing it on the spread on the good cattle, number one quality cattle as compared to the spread, the plainer cattle. And we're seeing it on the heifers as compared to the boy cattle. But we're not seeing it on the steers as compared to the cutter bulls. I mean, it's somewhat unfortunate in some ways that these guys are not really reaping a premium for cutting their steers right now, because these boy cattle are just so in demand right now for wheat. I'm already hearing of guys that are concerned about this spring of being able to get their numbers. There's already guys starting to put some calves together for this spring's grass. And, you know, and the majority of them guys, they want the boy cattle. And so it really puts a lot of demand on a, you know, small supply. And, you know, nobody's really, you know, taking a look at those heifers at the money they are back. But man, oh man, the spread between, just like you say, spread between the boys and the girls is tremendous, and it's not showing up between the steers and the cutting bulls, and that's just that's a little bit of a different situation than we're into when the market gets high like this. Also,
right? Yeah, because I'm looking at yesterday's sale, and there was some 735 pound. I guess that big bunch out of Butler was winged, 735 pounds, brought 267.50, and some 754 pounders that were cutter bulls brought 233.50. So that's 35 cents. That's $35 per hundred weight. So that's almost if I'm doing my math, I bet I'm close, $250 difference between a cutter bull and a cut calf.
Yeah. Yeah, and that spreads on those bigger cattle, you know, that's somewhat close to what it is usually on a seven weights. You know, it's typically, you know, a $30 to $40 spread. But man, you get up there on those heavy four, five, and even those light six weight steers to bulls, and man, that spread, it's barely there. It gets a lot closer together, just not seeing that typical high price. You know, the higher the price, the higher the spread is on some of that stuff, and we're just not seeing it on the steers and the bull calves right now on the lighter end. Now it's somewhat normal once you get over that 650, but anything below that, my goodness, them heavy four, five, and light six weight steer to bulls is remarkably close,
right?
For the time frame and the dollar frame that we're in.
Okay, so are the heifers a good deal right now, or are the boys just high?
You know, I'm going to say that the heifers are probably bringing what they ought to be bringing, and the boys are high.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of demand, for them boys, and it's driving that price up, and some of these cattle, you know, these guys that are buying some of these boy cattle, I mean, they're going to have to keep their pencils pretty sharp, to make the money fit where the futures are currently. Now, you know, I mean, presumably, if you can believe all the experts, we're going to be steady to higher going forward, because these numbers are just going to keep getting tighter, that may be what some of these guys are thinking about, that the futures board and the cash price is just going to keep getting better. And we are, you know, we're seeing a separation between the futures and the cash anyway. I mean, obviously our cash prices on these feedlot ready steers is better than what our feeder board shows, and that trend may continue, and I think that's what these guys are betting on, hoping for, is that, you know, that these numbers keep getting tighter and the cash prices just keep drifting to the north.
Yeah, I'm starting to see a few little stories come through my news network about the processors are starting to get really tight. their money's getting real. Do you think the live cattle, you think those numbers are going to hit $2 by the end of the year?
No, not by the end of the year. I don't think that's not.
We only got a week or two left, don't we?
Yeah,
that'd be pretty tough. Yeah. And they're getting
not
there,
by the
though.
End of the year. Yeah, it's drifting up, and you know, and they're going to, you know, at some point they're going to probably start losing some money, those packers are, but, you know, they're big corporate firms. They don't like losing money. I mean, they're gonna figure out a way to offset that, and you know, and get themselves back in the black. You know, without having to take a long time period of losing money. I mean, they're historically they're really good at either increasing carcass weights or pushing back kills or you know doing what it takes to get the prices pulled down where they can keep their margins not very much in the red or always in the black, and you know, so they'll keep doing that. I trying to keep that, but I think that there's going to come a point in time that our numbers are going to get tight enough that they are going to have to lose a little money for you know a few weeks or a couple of months or something, but you know they. It never seems like that happens very long for those big corporate packers that they figure out a way to get back in the black pretty quick, think like.
Yeah, they got to. Yeah. All right, so there's a question on the ag hotline here. Wanted to know how big were the calves on those 3-1s that showed up the other day?
Oh, I would say they'd have been in a range from about 260, 275 up to about 350.
I got you. There you go. They wanted to know. And, man, I wish I'd have known that. We were needing to replace some at my other one of my landlords, Ponderosa.
Well, you know where to be this Friday at 6, then.
I know. Yeah, that's the special sale.
Yep.
At 6 o'clock. And what did you say? Who was supplying the food?
Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma. Gonna feed us before we get started. And got a good offering of bred heifers, bred cows. Not a whole bunch of pairs, but the pairs we got are really, really fancy. So
okay.
it'll be they are supposed to be the main featured pairs that we've got on offer are supposed to be bred back 3-1s. It's supposed to be a really, really nice deal. So we're excited about that. We're excited about Farm Credit coming out and sponsoring us and supporting us and providing the meal, and we're going to have a regular sale starting at 9 o'clock and Friday just like always, and we're gonna sell until 6 o'clock and eat a little bit and start our special, and if we haven't finished our regular sale we'll go back and finish it after the special, but we'll just have to see what the numbers allow us to do, but in the past most of the time we've been done with the regular sale by the time we get ready to start the special sale, but this fall's been rather unusual on our numbers, and I've underguessed what we're going to have almost every single week since August. So
I know you have, and which is good. It's okay. We'll forgive you. And I'll probably be there. Yeah, for the free meal because if I get fired Monday. Every free meal is going to count from here on out.
Yeah. Well, if you get fired Monday, well, let me know. I might have a place I can stick you on Fridays and Mondays.
Yeah, I know. I've heard. Because I was given, let's see, I got there just as you guys shut down before the calf sales, and Mr. Boyette was sitting down there in front of me eating his meal. And I said, hey, how's retirement treating you? He gave me the look. So, we'll see how that goes. So, you're going to have me, another person wants to know, you're going to have any longhorns at the sale by chance?
Not any consigned to the special. There's supposed to be somebody bringing some to the regular sale. I haven't got that confirmed yet, but there's supposed to be somebody bringing some to the regular sale this coming Friday.
some Longhorn cows, but not any in the 6 o'clock special.
Oh, look here, Bo Deal just texted in. He want to know if you're going to have any second calf heifers.
Well, yeah, Bo is a lot more interested in buying last calf heifers than he is second calf heifers. We will definitely have some of them.
Okay. Well, cool. Everybody needs to come to that Friday night just to see it. Sounds like some good cattle going to be there. Well, let's go east down I-40 over there to the exit. What exit is that? I always forget what exit that is.
71.
That's it. Yep. I just know where it's at.
38 at Elk City, 71 at east of Clinton, there. Between Clinton and Weatherford.
What happened there yesterday?
Good market. Had some really nice cattle. You know, we pulling forward some cattle that we wouldn't see normally till January, February, but they, you know, this wheat, even with the good rains we've got, the ones that did have some big cattle turned out, those, you know, they've beat it off, and, you know, it's not coming back fast enough. So some cattle that we normally don't see till January, February showed up. That really nice consignment from Butler that we had some really nice home raised calves there, and you know, they were 90 plus days weaned, and been getting a little bit of wheat picking, but mostly just eating wheat hay and alfalfa hay, and good black baldies, red Angus baldies, really nice cattle, and they were, you could tell that, you know, that was a good program, because you know, they sold them in big drafts, and they, you know, the buyers sure set up and paid attention and got after it, you know, throughout the day it stayed like that. You know, opening, starting up with the calves, you know, really, really hot market on the calves, and you know, right off the bat you noticed the same thing we was talking about at Elk City. Very, very little spread between a, you know, 4 and 5 weight steers compared to a 4 and 5 weight bull, and you know, then it just carried over into our feeder cattle deal with outstanding market, lots of bidder buyer participation, you know, offered several load lots that really sold good, and you know, and then, like I say, them home raised cattle from down there at Butler, just a really good program, and just really rang a bell with those cattle and that good program.
I got you. See, before I forget, this Friday is the last sale for Elk City, and then you're done at Western Oklahoma until after the first, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yep. Right. We will. This Friday will be the last one at Elk City. Yesterday was the last one at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. We'll be back in action at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction January 6th. Be back in action at Elk City January the 10th. We will miss two Fridays, and we'll miss two Mondays.
What are you going to do?
I am going to rest, relax, recuperate, and otherwise try to enjoy myself. We've had a really good fall, but it has been a big fall, and I think everybody is ready for a little bit of downtime.
Yeah, I hadn't seen any, but I pay attention when I walk in. I haven't seen anybody throwing anything at anybody over there in your main office. Now, the cafe, that's a whole different ball game, and I don't even know anything good I can say today.
Yeah. Well, I've been forgetting to ask you, but have you remembered when you go in there to order your bowl of raw pinto beans?
No, I didn't know I was supposed to.
Yes, you've got to remember when you go in there to order you a bowl of raw pinto beans.
I'm scared. Why?
Well, I started ordering those here about a month or so ago. And every time the lady gives me a little trouble, I throw them at her.
Oh, cool. That makes it even better. Yes.
Yeah. It gets her attention. Oh. You know, gets her back on track. But I want to say something.
What?
For the last 2 weeks, Charlene has been gone because of eye surgery. And that woman
took
such good care of me. And I have so missed her, and I am so hoping she's going to be back this week, because them other three ladies just don't even care, and Charlene just babies me and takes care of me almost like I'm her own. So I'm really, really missing her.
Wow. That's interesting. Will be.
Yeah.
After today. Yeah, well, yeah, but I am. I'm going in there Friday, and I'm ordering me some beans, some raw ones.
Raw pinto beans, yep.
Should I take one of those rubber band guns in there with me?
Yeah, if you're accurate with one, that would sure probably.
Oh no, I'm dead accurate with one. I'll promise you. That was my first squirrel gun. So, and Kay, she blew me off when I went in there for the most part, and finally I said something that got her to turn around and smile. But that was it.
Yeah, that's what the pinto beans are for. If you're getting ignored, that will get her attention.
Because I'm going to tell you one thing. I'll let it slide one time, but if I go back in there and they're out of Snickers, I'm done. And they even tried to give me free stuff because I was mad they didn't have a Snickers in there, and it didn't work. They say, oh, try some of these little fudge deals. No, I want a Snicker.
So,
I don't know. So, I guess this is it. I guess I'll see you after the first of the year, huh? Unless you want to take a break from your vacation, talk about Elk City Tuesday, which is fine if you want to. But
I'll be happy to. That'll be Christmas Eve, but I think I'll be where I can be at a phone. So if you want to visit about Elk City and the special and everything on Tuesday, I'd be glad to talk to you.
Yeah, buddy. All right, cool. All right, well, Brandon, thanks a lot for coming on. I got to get off here and go to break, and appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye. Okay, we do have a winner for my question. How many counties in Oklahoma have a 4-H program? And guess what? You guys got it all. You were all right. 77 counties. But believe this or not, according to my resource of 4-H, back here in the front office over here, Miss Haley, she said there's states that don't have them in every county. And I believe that because when we moved to Shawnee Mission, Kansas, that's in Johnson County, Kansas, back in 1992, first thing I asked, because the kids have been hot and heavy in the 4-H program over at Canute in Washita County, and they gave me the deer in the headlight look when I looked at that. So, it's crazy that not every county has a 4-H program. Too bad. All right, we're going to take a Stockman's Clinic, vet clinic, that is, break. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
The Big 3 Year-End Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles now through the end of the year at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people with great deals for you this holiday season.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 16th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sale of elite genetics, something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattlemen's luncheon January 9th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. And again, thank you, Mr. Brandon Hickey, big boss at the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auctions, for coming on, sharing his knowledge. All right, let's check out some weather real quick up in northwestern Oklahoma. Slap out America, 60 degrees, 24 is the dew point, 25 is the humidity. Winds are out of the west, southwest at 19 with wind gusts up 27. 3-day average 4-inch, bare soil temperature 45, sunset at 527. 64 degrees, 26 tonight. And 50 tomorrow. Be a little chillier tomorrow up there in that area. Okay, remember, guys, got about 6-7 minutes here before we do our Heyday Tuesdays. Right now, I just got one pretty good one, hay for sale. So today is Heyday Tuesdays, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. You're looking to buy or sell, 580-225-9697. Text in the hay you're looking for or wanting to buy. The type, tested, price per bale or ton, loading availability, your phone number, and about where. Are you in Beckham County? You in Woodward County? Guys, this is free advertising to sell your hay. You can do it every week till your hay sells. Sometimes you know how farmers are. One week they're buying, the next week they're not. But there's a lot of hay being fed right now. And to remind my fellow farmers and ranchers, please secure your net wrap and feed sacks on the back of your trucks. It's starting to show up on every road. I noticed yesterday one of the counties was putting gopher bait in a bar ditch by one of the places where I was going to check my cows. And as I passed by, I looked by there to see how deep their gopher machine was running. Guess what? There was some hay wrap around the damn gopher machine. Come on, guys. We can do better. And they make those catch-all nets, or you can make homemade things to put net wrap and feed sacks. And deer season's about over, so the corn sacks ought to come to a screeching halt here pretty quick. So please secure your deal and make it all better for what's happening. Well, you know, I got one more thing before I have to go take another quick break so we can get back to selling some hay. All over the United States, water is becoming news. I think that's the best way that I can put it. Idaho, little things going on between junior irrigators and senior irrigators. people in New Mexico and Arizona and California are farmers are fighting over their water rights in the Colorado rivers and stuff like that, that, you know, these cities, these people are growing and growing and growing, and they're needing more water, and it's taking more water away from the farm industry. And so it's going on. Well, a couple times in the last 3 years, I've spoke about the Ogallala Aquifer. Hope I said that right. I never do get to say that right. It starts in Nebraska. It's in parts of Wyoming, a little bit of South Dakota, parts of Colorado, a lot in Nebraska and Kansas, and all of the Oklahoma Panhandle, and the biggest part of West Texas and the Texas Panhandle. Well, the aquifer, which stretches from Nebraska to the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas, is getting more attention over the depletion of its lifeblood for farmers and ranchers, and it's not casual attention. This time, it's the state of Kansas where it wants more restrictions on parts of the groundwater management districts that control irrigation in western Kansas. The state wants something done about the growing loss of water. Some of it is due to oil and gas operations, but most of it's to farming. Under a new law, all five of the groundwater districts have to submit a plan of action by July 1st. Of 2026. If they don't, the state will step in and do it for them. And the state's and the steps taken will not only impact water supplies in western Kansas, but those also in the Oklahoma Panhandle. So let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you Mr. Fix-It? Like to make things run? When you're covering expanded areas with long-term contracts, you hire more people. Canyon Oilfield Services needs lead mechanics with tech tool knowledge and with your own tools. And they need these lead mechanics in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. They also need experienced roustabouts and Class A CDL drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. The pay is oil field good, and Canyon's large customer base and diverse services means job security. Benefits are exceptional. Health, dental, vision, and life insurance, a good retirement plan, and a longevity bonus at the end of the year. Hiring lead mechanics, roustabouts, and drivers in Elk City, Hinton, and Chickasha. Apply at the Elk City office on Highway 6, 3/4 mile south of the golf course. Or call 225-7100. 225-7100. 225-7100. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the keyword is service.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
A half ton of steel on top and country roads underneath mean your tires take a beating. Hi, this is Colin Dyson. That's why you need the best quality, because your family safety is too important. But you don't want to break the bank. With the buying power of the Ford Motor Company, Barbara Dyson Ford already has the top tire brands at the best prices. But now, they're even better. With our rebates right now, you can get the best quality tires for your family and keep even more money in your pocket for the holidays. Better tires at lower prices are part of the Barbara Dyson difference. Online at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 9th. 1,393 head were sold.
5 head of steers at 518 brought 332, 7 at 529 brought 333, 8 at 610 brought 291, 11 at 687 brought 258, 38 at 804 brought 256, 10 at 812 brought 246, 4 at 864 brought 250, 26 head of heifers at 495 brought 307, 10 at 530 brought 285, 8 at 604 brought 230, 22 at 779 brought 241.50, 10 of 844 brought 224, 3 at 935 brought 218, butcher cows were 52 to 128, butcher bulls brought 95 to 147, bred cows were 1800 to 2370, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden, Southwest Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. I picked the big city of Tipton, Oklahoma. 60 degrees, dew points 34, humidity's 38. The winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 53 degrees. I wish that's what ours was up here. It's close, but I wanted it 53 or 54. So some wheat grow. Sunset, 528, 66 today. Breezy and 39 tonight with the winds out of the north at 24, gusting up to 30. Tomorrow it's going to be breezy with north winds, 6 to 23 miles an hour. So a big gap there, 55 degrees. And that's your forecast for Tipton, Oklahoma. All right, got your pen and pencil ready? Got a little bit of hay to sell here. Well, actually, a lot of hay to sell here. 300 bales of rye hay at $50 a bale. 140 bales of rye and true to cow mix at $50 a bale. Can load, 580-729-0356, south of Elk City by Carter. 300 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale. 140 bales of rye and true to cow mix at $50 a bale. Can load, 580-729-0356. Let me check the text line, see if anybody, nope. Oh, no, nope. So anyway, what do we got? Oh, I wanted to make a friendly reminder. Guess what starts tomorrow? The holiday antlerless deer gun season. 18th to the 31st of December. You can shoot 2 antlers only, not antlered, but antlerless only. Harvest of, what does it say here in the rules, of antlerless mule deer is prohibited. This is whitetail. Deer taken during the holiday antler season, deer gun season, do not count towards the hunter's combined season limit of 6. Please, 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 everybody go out and get them some does. Would really help. You know, 50 years ago or longer, yeah, 50 years ago, you know, you shot a doe, that was like a cardinal sin. You're going to jail. They're going to put you under jail. So nowadays, they're a dime a dozen. We need to get better control of them. They've got out of hand. So if you get a chance, go shoot some does for the deal. Got one more thing here. Hang on here. Wanted to pass this along. I got this from Becky Carroll from OSU. She's our pecan guru. And she says, hello, pecan growers. And this is not just pecan growers. It could be other specialty crops. I wanted to share some information that may be of interest to you. These deadlines are coming up in January, but the details were just now released. There's also a webinar that's today at 2:00 with additional information. Registration required for the webinar. So sorry, I just got this yesterday. So this is a new program offered by the USDA's FSA. Please do not blow up the FSA's phone after I say this. We got a little bit of time. Check it out on the FSA's website for state Oklahoma. It's called the Marketing Assistance for Specialty Crops Program. Provides financial assistance to specialty crop producers to help expand domestic markets or develop new markets for their crops. More information. I'll have more information now on that for you later on. I will be in Woodward tomorrow, doing my show live from Woodward tomorrow. Oklahoma Soil Conservation has got some good stuff going on out there. So I'll see you guys up there tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
Software on your computer, helping you get the job.